Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. In a moment, we're going to talk about the significance of Supreme Court nominations for the next president. But you can weigh in on all such issues at vote2008.thetakeaway.org and take part in a new poll to tell us what issues matter to you. We're talking about Colin Powell's endorsement of Barack Obama over the weekend. Jen on our website writes, I don't know what Powell was waiting for. I think his endorsement would have been helpful if it had come out before the foreign policy debate. Now, not so much. But I do think that endorsements that cross party lines add to a comfort level for those voting for an unknown. What do you think? Do you agree with Jen? Has anyone's endorsement ever made a difference in how you voted? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Adora?
We've talked a lot about how important the economy is going to be or is in this election, but so is the Supreme Court. Whoever becomes president is going to be in a position to significantly change the dynamics of the Supreme Court because there are several justices who are likely to retire in the next 4 years. Professor Michael Dwarf is a constitutional law professor at Cornell Law School and a former clerk for Justice Anthony Kennedy. That would be a Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. He joins us now with his thoughts. Professor, the issue of the Supreme Court didn't even come up until the final presidential debate. Why do you think this issue took so long to come up as part of the national discussion?
Well, I think neither party has a very strong interest in focusing voters on the Supreme Court. It's a good way to appeal to your base. For Democrats, that means people who are pro-choice, often against the death penalty, have strong views about habeas corpus and the excesses of the Bush administration. For Republicans, that means social conservatives who are going to be pro-life, are going to be anti-gay, pro-death penalty. But if you look at sort of voters in the middle, they will tend to be to the center of either candidate's preferred choices. And so during a general election, when candidates are not speaking to their base, they really don't want to talk much about the Supreme Court, except in ways that reassure swing voters. In addition to that, swing voters, especially in tough economic times, are not very focused on the Supreme Court.
Let's take a look at what John McCain said during the debate last Wednesday about how he views how nominees should be picked.
I'm a Federalist, and I believe strongly that we should have nominees to the United States Supreme Court based on their qualifications rather than any litmus test.
I think you could make a strong argument that there he was certainly talking to his base. Professor, what does that mean in terms of the kind of nominees he's most likely to put forth if he becomes president?
Well, let's take those phrases one at a time. I'm a Federalist. Is a reference to the distribution of power between the state and federal governments. It's been an article of faith for social conservatives for a long time that the Supreme Court has taken away from the states the power to make decisions on issues such as abortion, gay rights, including same-sex marriage, the death penalty, and so forth. So that means, I think, that he wants justices who are going to roll back those rights. When he says that he wants, he doesn't want to apply a litmus test, that's a way of trying to soft pedal that view. But it's pretty clear that if he's answering that he's a Federalist on this point, that he thinks this is highly relevant to the decision. The middle sentence is a little perplexing. He says that judges should be judged on their qualifications. Well, everybody thinks that you should appoint highly qualified judges. The question is what kind of highly qualified judges. As a senator, I think John McCain's view has been, well, you give the president some leeway, but the question then is what would he do as president? Once you have a pool of highly qualified candidates, how do you select from among that pool? And I think there's a pretty clear answer in there that he's going to do what Republican presidents have done over the course of the last generation, which is to look for pretty strongly committed conservatives.
Which is very different than Obama than Barack Obama and what he would do in his administration. Let's quickly listen to what he said.
It is true that this is going to be I think, one of the most consequential decisions of the next president. It is very likely that one of us will be making at least one and probably more than one appointments, and Roe versus Wade probably hangs in the balance.
So he's talking about quickly give us the judges that could retire in the next 4 years, and then just quickly describe the kind of nominees you'd think we'd get from him.
Sure. So the Supreme Court is skewed age-wise. For the most part, the liberal or moderate liberal judges are older, the oldest justice being John Paul Stevens, who was appointed by Gerald Ford and is in his late 80s, although seems to be fit as a fiddle for a man in his late 80s. He's on the top of everybody's list as someone who might retire. He already spends a lot of the term in Florida, although he's working very hard from there. He has a email and a fax machine and so forth. After that, it's probably Ruth Bader Ginsburg, appointed by President Clinton. She seems to be in good health, knock on wood, as well.
But Judge Souter has also indicated that he might like to retire, and clearly the kind of judges that Barack Obama would nominate would be less conservative than what McCain has said he's likely to nominate. Michael Dorf, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael Dorf is a professor of constitutional law at Cornell Law School. He is also a former clerk for Justice Anthony Kennedy.
I mean, what a seat. For history,
anyone,
to be clerking for Kennedy.
No question. If anyone's read Jeffrey Toobin's 9 about the Supreme Court, you can just imagine what it was like for the professor there.
Stories to tell.
We'll have him back. Exactly.
Just talk about Kennedy.
Exactly. We have 4 hours every day. There's room for him.